The jail has been in lockdown for months. No visitors are allowed. Movement is highly restricted. Jessica Ortiz runs community advocacy group, the Ortiz Arc Foundation. She says inmates write her letters about their daily lives.
They can't be in a cell 23 hours a day. And then they'll do things to get out of the cell, like throw feces outside the cell to get attention and things like that.
Staff say they are beyond their breaking point, overwhelmed and overburdened. And following the recent COVID deaths of an inmate and a corrections officer, attorney Ator Angelo says an alliance has been formed between the two groups.
You know, normally, right, cats and dogs, but it's, you know, now they have kind of commonality here of interest, basically to stay alive.
Activists and some corrections officers are calling on the county to reduce the jail's population. People plan to gather outside the jail Saturday evening to honor the officer and inmate who died and stand in solidarity with those inside. Tyler Pratt, WLVR News.